The Ithaca Lions Club will be very busy. Well, they always are, but the coming days, they have a fundraiser. They have a Stuff the Bus event coming up next week as well at Ithaca Schools. Joining me is Ithaca Lions President Dean Reinhardt. Secretary Deb O'Connell is in the studio as well. Dean, here we go. This is an annual event for the Lions, isn't it?
We're off and running again. Yep, here we go.
How's the park looking, Ithaca Lions Park?
It looks awesome. I'll tell you, Fred Fry keeps that place just amazing. He puts in a lot of hours up there. We've got the shelter all cleaned up. He keeps the place mowed. It's looking really nice.
The chicken barbecue is coming up on Sunday, so people will get a chance to see it.
It'll be Sunday. Yep, this Sunday. We're going to start serving at 11 o'clock and serve till we're gone. And we're going to have all kinds of stuff. We're going to try and have some cornhole boards there. And we're encouraging kids, well, anybody, want to bring a ball and bat and a glove, going out and play ball on the diamond. And so it should be a good day.
Field of Dreams out there, isn't
there
it?
There you go, yep. Ithaca's version.
Yeah. So this is one of your main fundraisers during the year, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The money will be going to our Lions for Kids Christmas Fund. So that's going to be one of our big ones.
Deb O'Connell is here as well. Deb, this is a big event for you guys. Very, very much needed for the kids for Christmas, isn't it?
It is. We really have to raise at least $10,000 every year, if not a little bit more, because of the number of children we service. And, you know, it becomes one of the big events that we can do, as well as the ones at Oakwood. So we have two brat stands coming up at Oakwood Fruit Farms, two weekends, one in September on the 19th to 20th, and the other one is on October 17th to 18th, with, again, all the funds going towards the Lions for Christmas Fund.
How did it go last year for that? Was it pretty successful?
We had 300 plus children, and we also had over 100 families that got involved with that. So people are very grateful when they come through, and we do it as a drive-through, and they fill out forms at the social services building, and it runs very well. The only problem we had is we have people who don't seem to understand that Lions for Kids Christmas has taken over for the Smiles for a Child, and so people thought that we didn't have that program anymore, and it's just a name change. And so I had kind of at the end of the season where people were saying we didn't realize that this program still existed. So it's really important for us to get that name change out there and to make sure people understand that we still are available to help kids and families.
For your fundraiser, you mentioned around 10 grand.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the cost of things going up all the time, that's probably maybe even a low estimate, isn't it?
It probably is, to be very honest. I really do look at this program all year long. You know, I look for toys that are coming on sale. I look for things that are in the clearance aisle that I know kids are going to be asking for. But it comes down to the nitty-gritty when they ask for something very specific. And I think the parents are very cognizant of the fact that toys are expensive now. And so they look at what's on sale, what's coming up for Thanksgiving sales, and they put down what the child really wants. And so there's this end of the time crunch where we're trying to give the child really what they would like and kind of give them some extra things in there too, that if they ask for an art supply, what age group do I have that I already have some art supplies and things with? So it's kind of interesting, but very busy.
Yeah. You'll be coming back later in the fall to talk a little bit more about it. But
sure.
It'll be happening. People will be signing up usually right around November, right?
Yes. I actually increased it an extra week this time. So maybe to give people a little bit more chance to get their names in and maybe to get the word out a little better. So usually it's the second week in November, but I'm going to see if I can get the forms in by November 2nd, which is a Monday. And then I always want to pick them up the day before Thanksgiving at the end because of the Thanksgiving sales that come up, because we do a lot of shopping right in there.
Of all the Lions things you're involved in, I know the Lions help out all kinds of worthy causes, but this has to be about number one for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. For me personally, it is. And I know that all the other members really participate. I mean, the fundraisers are time-consuming, and everyone participates a lot. I have people going out and shopping for the gifts, so we have Sundays that we get together and we all shop. We do that for a few weekends, but that's why it's important to get those forms in early so that we can get them and not have 300 gifts to have to get at the end. That's pretty hard to do, so
Can someone just donate at any time of the year to the cause?
They could. I do keep a supply. Some in my house and some at where we keep our extras that are left over. We do have some that we keep. We try to give as much away as possible, but we've also given to people, children who've had fires in the homes, and lost their toys, and we try to help out in that, that area as well. So, yeah, they can.
There's a good need for it. Dean, maybe you could go over all of the schedule of events for the Chicken Barbecue fundraiser coming up on Sunday then.
Yes, it's going to be this Sunday, the 16th. We're going to start serving at 11 o'clock in the morning. And the menu, we're going to have a half a chicken, a potato salad, cowboy beans, and a dinner roll. And the cost is going to be a free will donation. So it's not a specific charge, whatever you want to throw in. If you want to throw a $100 bill in, we'll take it. One thing I do want to mention, I talked to Garrett Vitesnik at Vitesnik Power Sports, and they are donating the use of a four-seater UTV because it is a long walk from the parking lot into the shelter. So that'll be my job that day, that real rough job of driving that UTV back and forth. And so there will be a ride available from the parking lot into the shelter, courtesy of Vitesnik's.
They volunteered you to do that so you wouldn't be doing the cooking, probably, right?
Oh, yeah, you don't want me cooking.
Give him a job.
Yeah, right. Get him out of here. We don't have to deal with him.
I presume you're going to be starting that chicken pretty early in the morning Sunday.
I'm thinking we probably are, yeah. I might have to be there before sunrise. I'm not sure what time we're starting, but it'll be ready.
Ready to go by 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, then. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's switch gears a little bit, put on another hat, but the Stuff the Bus event's coming up next week, too.
We're holding our annual Stuff the Bus. It'll be on Wednesday, August 19th. It'll be at the high school driveway there in Ithaca, where we always have it. There'll be a bus there and people sitting there waiting to take anything you want to bring in. We'll be there from noon until 6:30 on Wednesday the 19th.
You've been there before. Are you impressed by the way the community responds to this?
It's, like I say, every time I'm here, it's just amazing how this community steps up and supports so much. There's so much going on this time of year, and the community is there to support everybody. And we hope they come out this Sunday and again for Stuff the Bus. We'll take any kinds of school supplies, notebooks, pens, paper, whatever. Cleaning supplies, the wipes, the Kleenex, and anything, monetary donations. If you want to just stop in, write a check, hand us cash, we'll take that too, and then we can buy whatever we don't get donated as supplies.
Now, this is important in this day and age, not only for students, but for the school as well, to have some of the supplies on hand, isn't it?
Yes, because, you get those cheaper supplies in August when the stores, provide them. And then a lot of people will buy the extra and then donate it to the schools and donate it to our Stuff the Bus. But the kids run out of these supplies during the school, and so during the year. And so it's nice to have those extras that they can just provide when they're a little more expensive again. So, yeah, it's a good fundraiser.
So the teachers will have some of this on hand, like in the supply closet, to use during the year, then, in other words.
Correct. And if it's a monetary thing, then we have the money that they can go back out and get some of the things. And possibly that the teachers have, rather than just the students, maybe on whiteboards and that type of thing, that they can have the markers and then the erasers that work on those. So whatever technology has changed.
Sure. And then other things you're taking, like Kleenexes and those kind of things?
Yeah, I think the Kleenexes run out very quickly, especially depending on what the season is, as well as wipes. We really do try to keep the facility clean and allow the students to be safe in the environment.
What about food items, like snacks, or is that a different ballgame?
Yeah, I don't think we really get involved in the snacks as much, and I don't know if they're asking for money. I haven't heard that yet, but I know that they do provide those at the school. I just don't know that we've gotten involved in that part yet.
For school supplies, Dean, like notebooks and crayons and things like that, too?
Yep.
Yeah, scissors.
Little scissors?
We'll even take 64 box of crayons with the sharpener.
With the sharpener,
yeah.
I never got one of those, did you, when you were growing up?
Oh, no.
No?
They never had anything that fancy when I was in school.
Yeah, and they aren't as expensive as they used to be, I don't think.
That's for sure.
But good donation there. So you'll be stationed at Ithaca Schools, north parking lot, I presume, next
Great.
Week?
Yep, the driveway going up into the high school. You'll see the bus sitting there. There'll be an awning out there and people sitting around and looking for something to do. So... Stop in and drop off and make us work.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to talk about in terms of the Lions Club? Anything coming up this fall, Dean?
I think that's going to be about it. We're going to start concentrating on our Lions for Kids Christmas now. And like Deb said, we have the two brat stands coming up at Oakwood. The first one I know is homecoming weekend. We had a little discussion about that, but I think we're going to be able to pull it off, that we will have the brat stand at Oakwood. And then the next one is in October, so we're ready to go.
You talk about foot traffic for a brat stand. Oakwood is very busy that time.
Oh, that's an awesome place, and they help us out so much, you know, that anything we need, we just say it, and they send somebody after it or whatever. But that is a really nice place to have a brat stand up there.
So watch for further community calendar announcements
right.
on that.
Yeah, we'll have more info on that when we get a little closer.
Oh,
but
you do want to mention the Facebook page. So we do have an Ithaca Lions Facebook, and so you can find information on there as well.
Good. You guys have kind of come up to date a little bit then. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, for them that know what they're doing, yeah, they have it set up pretty good.
Great to have you both in here. Anything else you'd like to add, Deb?
I don't think so, except that I do really always appreciate the community involvement in these programs, because we can't do it on our own, and they are right there to help us out with everything. So thanks.
Thanks to the Ithaca Lions.
Yeah, that's true. The school does, you know, show so much support, letting us have our pancake breakfast there, the stuff, the bus, and all of this. And now we've got Vitesnik Power Sports donating the use of the UTV for this Sunday. And, of course, you guys are always awesome. Even Hank, I hate to say it.
But, he's okay.
He's okay, yeah. But you guys do an awesome job with everything in the community here. We really appreciate you.
Glad to help. Keep up the good work. Dean Reinhart, President, and Deb O'Connell, Secretary for the Ithaca Lions Club. Don't forget, Chicken Barbecue is coming up this Sunday, August 16th, from 11 until gone.